What about something you'd use to fry eggs in?
Skillet?
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
Frying pan?
Is that the same thing? Or?
Same thing, yeah.
What did you used to call it?
We used to call it frying pan, still call it frying pan.
Uh-huh. And say someone cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, then put them in a...
vase?
Mm-hmm. What if you wanted to grow them in the house?
Well, you'd have to put them in a pot, make a pot plant out of them, see?
Mm-hmm.
A flower pot.
Mm-hmm. And if you were setting the table, the eating utensils that you put by each plate would be a...
knife and fork
and
a spoon.
Uh-huh. And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Steak knives, yeah.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, well, I have to go...
wash dishes.
Uh-huh. And you say, after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water.
Dry them.
Or to get the suds off, she...
puts them in hot water and...
Uh-huh.
And sets them out to drain and then dries.
Uh-huh. You'd say she runs the water over and you say she
wrench them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes.
You what?
The cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes.
Dish towels, we call them.
Uh-huh.
Dish towel.
Is that when you're washing?
Oh, no, the wash rag.
Uh-huh.
We call them wash rag. Dish rag.
Uh-huh. What about the thing you use to bathe your face with?
Wash rag.
And dry yourself?
Towel.
And something that you'd use if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a...
funnel.
Uh-huh. And something that you'd use if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
buggy whip.
Okay. And nowadays, if this burned out, you'd screw in a new...
oh, I haven't got it.
You call this a... what do you call this?
Oh, light bulb.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to carry the clothes out to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes...
clothes bin.
Okay. Or another name.
Clothes basket.
And if you opened a bottle and wanted to shut it back up, you could stick in a...
cork.
Okay. What about something made out of glass that you'd use?
Glass stopper, I guess you would call it.
What did medicine bottles used to have on them? Were those glass stoppers?
No. They had cork stoppers in them and screw little screw tops on them.
Something that, a musical instrument you play that you blow on?
Harmonica.
Any other name for that?
French harp.
Uh-huh. What about the one like this?
Jew's harp.
Could you ever play that?
Mm-mm.
And what you put in a pistol?
Pistol?
Uh-huh.
Well, we call them a cartridge.
Uh-huh. And an X-shaped frame like this, if you wanted to chop a log, you could set it in an X-shaped frame like that. You'd call that a...
trestle.
Uh-huh.
Trestle.
What about something that's an A-shaped frame that you'd use for sawing boards?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I got some of them. I made them out there. Call them sawhorses.
Uh-huh.